Our first guest, of course, is Matt James, and I tell you what, Matt James is a phenomenal speaker and very well educated in various levels. I can't tell you enough about him because there is so much to tell. So, instead of going to doing a formal introduction to Matt James, I'm going to bring him on and let him tell you about him.
Well, that's kind of scary.
Tell us about yourself,
Matt.
I feel like I'm being analyzed.
Your education far extends anything that I've ever...
Are you on the couch?
Yeah. Am I on the couch? I'm stressed out.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, your education alone is... It's really quite something because, first of all, let me tell you, Matt James, of course, is the president of the American Pacific University, Advanced Neurodynamics, and the American Institute of Therapy. Dr. James is committed to a lifelong learning as reflected in his many degrees and certifications. He has an undergraduate degree in Criminal Justice Administration and Business Management, a master's degree in Organizational Management from the University of Phoenix, a doctorate degree in Clinical Hypnotherapy from the American Institute of Hypnotherapy. He is also currently working on a PhD in Health Psychology, and he's only 21 years old.
Yeah, 21, right.
Started when he was really young.
Yeah, I took my first college course at 3. No, I'm kidding.
Prodigy.
No, but you're actually, what are you, 27, I think you said?
No, 34 this year. Yeah.
Well, same difference, 27, 34. I mean, come on. I mean, really, with that kind of education, I mean, my goodness, how does that make you feel?
I like learning.
Yeah, I guess.
It makes the introduction seem longer and longer, though.
Well, you know, the beauty of this, and this is our past experience with you on our show so far, is that, you know, with, you know, I guess from my perspective, and this is maybe my, well, obviously my belief, but people with that kind of education that you have here often don't have the depth of going into really going deep into the spiritual or the psyche of a human being or of our soul, you know. But you have you go there, and I applaud you because a lot of people with degrees in that from that perspective don't really get into that depth. Do you know what I mean, Matt?
I do understand, and I think that comes from the fact that, you know, we do seminars and trainings, and we teach people these things all around the world.
Yeah.
And that's how I started off. I started off hands-on experience. I started off meditating at a very early age. I was very fortunate to grow up in Hawaii and be a part of the Hawaiian culture over here and getting into a lot of the huna or the spiritual aspects of Hawaii. I did my NLP trainings at a very early age and my hypnosis trainings. Mm-hmm. I think I was like 12 when I did my first trainings. So everything was hands-on at first, and then as I began to teach, I realized that I needed to bring more academic education or more of a knowledge base into what it was that I was teaching. And that's what really led me to go back to school and pursue a master's degree and a doctorate degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe because of the fact that, well, I got these trainings ahead of time. And, you know, a lot of people in the trainings ask me, do I have to have that education? I said, no, I was out there doing these things before the education.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that because of what we're doing, I have to have a level of commitment in order to make sure that I'm always ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that this type of information I can pass on to the people that come see us in trainings.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's wonderful what you're doing. And, you know, the more we can learn, I mean, I am of the belief the more we can learn, the better off we are, because knowledge is something that only empowers us to truly be in our power.
Yes.
And really take the steps in our life from an emotional, spiritual, physical, and psychological perspective.
And you absolutely had a key word there that I love, that's empowerment. And I believe that individuals need to discover what empowers them.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone will have a different draw towards something.
Yeah.
Everyone will have a different calling.
Yeah.
And as long as you are continuously empowering yourself and improving who you are, I think you're doing a fantastic job. And
yeah.
I have no judgment about what any people do. I think it's just as long as you're out there doing something that makes you feel better and empowering you as an individual, then that's what's awesome.
You know, I, Matt, I respect that belief, because here's the thing. You could take a guy, in fact, here's an example. I shared this story many moons ago on one of our first programs. We used to live in a place, a smaller apartment complex, and there was the garbage man would come by. And I never really know how many people talk to their garbage guy. Not a lot of people do. They come by, they pick up your garbage,
mm-hmm.
and then they leave. Well, one morning I got out there, and the guy was picking up our garbage. He was doing the big bin, you know, and I started talking to him, and I said, "How do you enjoy your job?" I said, "Do you really, you know?" And he said, "You know what? I love what I do, because I pick up people's crap and take it away."
Yep.
And it makes people feel good knowing that their garbage is empty. And here's a guy that loved what he's doing. Even though, I don't know, I didn't really talk to him a lot about what his beliefs are or anything else, but this is a guy that loved what he was doing. And to me, I look at that and I think, you know what, he's totally in his power, because he's loving what he's doing. He may have other issues going on in his life, but he loves what he's doing.
Exactly. And I think that's so important. Anytime I'm giving advice or assisting someone in making decisions about a career, mm-hmm. that's one of the number one things I always say. You have to love what you're doing. It makes a total difference in your life.
Right.
And just listening to your radio program, just listening to you and Lucia on here, you can tell that you guys love what you're doing.
We
do. If it didn't, it wouldn't come through. I mean, if it didn't, after a while, you'd say, why am I doing this if you didn't love it?
Well, I'll tell you what, Matt, let's explore that for just a moment, since you touched on that.
Because sure.
It's only been in the past few months that I've actually started asking that question a few times, because of the stuff that we go through. And this is where I want to segue into the subconscious mind and what's really there. Because, you know, although we love what we do, and I'm not talking about just Lucia and I, I'm talking about people in general, we love what we do, we still have to go through stuff.
Sure.
And there may be days when you don't really, you can't get into it, or you're feeling a little burned out. There's days, Matt, where I've said, you know, why are we doing this?
Yep.
What? Why are we doing this?
Hey, I've questioned it, too. I've been in the middle of a training and turned to my wife and said, why am I doing this again? Yeah, I mean, you go through resourceful.
Yeah.
You go through resourceful days where you feel like everything is lining up behind you, and you go through unresourceful days.
Yeah, and it's those unresourceful days that I've really learned how to, and I will tell you, using NLP techniques, timeline therapy techniques, and a little bit of self-hypnosis on how to get through those days, I've closed my eyes. I generally say, okay, why are we doing this? Now I need answers. I want answers of why I'm doing this. I'm inspired. I need to be inspired again. That's what I need.
Yep.
I need to be inspired again. What usually happens within a day or two is I'll get a letter from a listener, and this is what inspires me.
Yep.
And I'm reaching in my heart here, because I can feel a little emotions coming up.
Yep.
The listener will write in and say how much they've changed their life, or shifted their life, or they've taken on the way they're looking at themselves, and they're only because they've been tuning into the show and feeling inspired themselves. That is what inspires me.
Personally, I love those moments. That's one of the most, for me, one of the most gratifying moments.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I do what I do. Because when that one person walks up to you and says, Matt, I had this guy that took a training from me 4 or 5 years ago. I said one sentence to him. I was doing a one-week NLP practitioner training in Toronto. He asked some question. I don't even remember what the response was. I don't even remember him asking the question. He came up to me 3 years later and said, that one thing that you said, my entire life has changed since then for the better. And I sat there blown away.
Yeah, it truly does. And every time I hear it now, I'm humbled in the experience.
I'm totally humbled
in this experience. You know, we just recently changed some things on our website and the archives and stuff, and people are actually supporting it. And, you know, we feel very humbled. So from that perspective, I want to move into something else. I want to move into something else with you here. When I said I move into the subconscious mind, what is it, Matt, in our subconscious mind that somehow gets into that place of you know, asking those questions? Why am I doing this? What is my frustration? What is going on for me? That, because I love this, but oh boy, I'm at the end of my ropes on this thing.
You know, there are so many different theories that can explain what's going on, and one of the things that I like to do in my trainings is make it as simple as possible for the listener. So here is the most simplest explanation for what's going on. Something has come up from the unconscious or subconscious, and is basically being presented to you consciously. So you wake up one morning and you say, wow, I'm not resourceful. Or you're going through your show and all of a sudden you turn to Lucia and you say, why am I doing this again? Well, what's going on is that something at the unconscious level is being presented to you. It's coming up to the surface, what we would call the conscious mind. Mm-hmm. The reason why that happens is because the unconscious mind believes that you are ready to resolve it. There are prime directives. In other words, things that the unconscious mind will absolutely do. Mm-hmm. And one of them is the unconscious mind will present things that are unresolved in order for you to resolve it. And the unconscious mind only does it when it knows you're ready to resolve it. So what we have seemed to have done, and I don't want to categorize all of Western psychology here, but what we have seemed to do in the West is that when something comes up in our life in the middle of the day, we're trained to push it back down.
Right.
We're trained to ignore it, cover it up, you know, or I've met women who it wasn't okay to express their emotions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you're going through your day, your unconscious mind's job is to look at the conscious mind and say, hey, we're ready to let this go. I need to present it to you so we can resolve it. It presents it, and then all of a sudden, you say, no, I don't want to deal with it.
Right.
Then people wonder why their unconscious mind isn't cooperative with them, or wonder why they set a goal and don't achieve it. It's because the unconscious mind is doing its job, but then it's told not to do its job. Then it's told to do something else. It's told that it's given so many mixed messages.
Oh, I completely agree with that. And the other component to it is that individual who is conscious, when that thing comes to their mind going, okay, this is something that's come up for me to resolve it, yet doesn't have the tools to know how to resolve it.
Exactly. You see, people ask me all the time, hey, Matt, if NLP and hypnosis is so good, how come the founders of NLP have this problem? How come so-and-so has this? How come your father has this? How come you, Matt, have this problem? And you know what? I get up on stage, and one of the first things I say is, NLP, timeline therapy, hypnosis, it's not going to make your life perfect. I've looked. I don't know of anything that will instantaneously make your life perfect. I do know of a lot of things that will teach you how to deal with stuff so that when it comes up, you can smooth it out really easily.
Mm-hmm.
That you can move beyond it, and in the long run, or even for some people in the short run, that will then make their life seem as if it's totally perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're absolutely right, Cameron. It's like something comes up, hypnosis, NLP, timeline therapy, it teaches you how to deal with it when it comes up and to look at it as an opportunity to let it go,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
as opposed to saying, oh, my God, I'm having a terrible day.
Yeah, yeah, I say that. That's true. Now, listen, you know, the last time you were on your show, you offered to give away these timeline therapy CDs, and we're doing that again today.
Yes, absolutely. I think a lot of people should get this CD and begin to get in touch with timeline therapy.
So what I'd like you to do in this next 2 minutes before this next commercial break, because we're going to be taking a commercial break, and I want to get back to what we're talking about, but I want to get these phone lines going because I want to give away these CDs.
We're doing two things today. We're giving away CDs for anyone who calls our office,
mm-hmm.
and the office number is 800-800-MIND, which is 6463. If you called last week and got a timeline therapy CD, whoever answers the phone, talk to them, said you already got that one. We have other CDs.
Okay.
I don't mind that. And the second thing is that we have a hypnotherapy weekend coming up in Seattle.
That's right.
It's this Friday, and we're going to be giving away attendance for one person on the first break and one person on the second break.
Now, it's a hypnosis weekend certification.
Yes,
now,
sir.
This is like a weekend where you get hypnosis and then you get certified.
You learn about it. You learn all aspects of hypnosis and hypnotherapy, what it looks like from the induction to the business end of it.
Now there is absolutely throughout the entire weekend you get from the simplest, easiest starting point on hypnosis all the way through marketing. Now I got to tell you, at the end of it, there is some post study that you have to do.
Right.
There is some homework that you need to do prior to certification,
right.
And you do need to send in a test.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not just done. It's not just completed at the weekend. The weekend is the hands-on section.
Right.
However, the whoever we decided to do third caller.
Third.
Sounds good to me. So we're going to be doing the third caller.
Third caller can attend that in Seattle, absolutely no charge.
Okay, so here's the number to call. The third caller through, and what we're going to do is get them to call your office directly. Or call the studio.
Call the studio because the people who are calling the office are probably asking for CDs. They won't be able to keep track of who the third caller is.
Okay, so two things here. First of all, we're giving away those CDs for every caller that calls between now and the end of the show at 1-800-800-6463. That's 1-800-800-MIND or 6463. You're going to get yourself a Timeline Therapy CD. If you've already won the CD, then you'll get a different one other than the Timeline Therapy CD. But for every caller that calls through at 1-800-800-6463 is going to receive a CD. So get on the phone and call them now. Right now at 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112. We're giving away a free ticket for the hypnosis weekend certification.
Mm-hmm. Coming up this weekend.
This weekend, February 11th through the 13th. The third caller through to the studio, 425-649-1112, will get that free ticket for the weekend. We'll be right back. Our guest, Matt James from Advanced Neurodynamics. My name is Cameron. This is Contact Talk Radio.
Onward and upward, physically, emotionally, and spiritually? Shift happens through professional coaching with Brenda Miller. Begin your journey of self-exploration and learning. Join certified professional coach Brenda in a client-coach partnership. For more information, call Brenda at 206-529-8282 or visit www.brendamiller.org. That's brendamiller.org.
Looking for a caring, compassionate, and holistic dentist when I heard of Dr. Stickney from my naturopath. You know about me, I've had some bad dental experiences in the past, so I put off going to the dentist. As soon as I stepped into Dr. Stickney's office, though, I felt a lot calmer. His team was warm and caring, and they put me at ease right away. During my exam, Dr. Stickney explained everything he was doing and why he was doing it. You know, I even had the opportunity to see my teeth as he looked at them with a small camera. And because he only sees one patient at a time, I didn't feel rushed. And he answered all the questions I had. He treated me with respect regarding my views on alternative health and is willing to work with my health care providers. I'll be going back to Dr. Stickney for all my dental work. I'll tell you, he's earned my trust, and I'm sure he'll earn yours, too. Give him a call today at 206-728-1330. The number again is 206-728-1330. Or visit his website at seattledentalcare.com.
Word has gotten out that the Seattle Weekly has a section called the Mind, Body, Spirit section printing on the third week of each month. This section of the Seattle Weekly offers you all kinds of services, ranging from the natural beauty products to energy healing and much, much more. For more information about the Seattle Weekly, call Jesse directly at 206-467-4303. That's 206-467-4303. Pick up a copy of the Seattle Weekly at a location near you.
Let psychic Cindy Evans help you talk to those you love on the other side. Cindy gives very clear, direct, and gentle readings. For over 20 years, Cindy provides highly accurate, intuitive insight about everything from love to career to travel and more. To book your private reading with Cindy, call 503-591-9819 or visit her website at www.gentlereadings.net. That's www.gentlereadings.net. Integrated Energy Therapy, or IET, is the art of healing with the pure energy of the angels. Empower your life and health by painlessly awakening and releasing core cellular memory patterns and energy blocks. IET healing sessions with Diane Ruth Shoemaker will help you get the issues out of your tissues. IET practitioner classes are forming now. Call Diane Ruth Shoemaker at 360-412-5433 or log on to CelestialWellspring.com. That's 360-412-5433. CelestialWellspring.com. Discover what what doctors, nurses, and naturopaths are all learning by tuning in to the Body Talk radio show with Surya Gardner. Surya will take you on a journey of inspiration and awe by unraveling the missing link in healthcare. So if your health is important to you, join Surya every Monday night on Contact Talk Radio here on 1150 a.m. at 8 p.m. and learn how the wisdom of the body can repair itself and return you to good health. For more information on the Body Talk show, visit www.bodytalkwashington.com.
And I was looking right at the light when I said that. Isn't that funny? Welcome back to the show, everybody. You know, one day we're just going to have to play the commercials and let people hear what's going on in the background. Wouldn't that be funny?
I'm afraid I'd slip.
Oh.
And it would be me, too, the producer of all people.
Yeah,
guys are pretty good about it. But.
Yeah, well, I just tried going on the air with when the light wasn't on.
Yeah,
so
that was pretty funny.
That was funny. All right, our guest today, of course, is Matt James, who is... who is Matt James, anyways? Well, I'm not going to go through his whole bio again, but if you've just joined with us, if you want to find out more information, go to www.nlp.com. That's NLP.com. Matt James, of course, is the president of the American Pacific University, Advanced Neurodynamics, and the American Institute of Hypnotherapy. We're very pleased to have him on with us, and we're going to be doing a segments every month with Matt. He's going to be on our show. We're going to be talking everything from quantum theories to hypnosis. So speaking of hypnosis and quantum theories, how do the two work together? Because you've got this hypnosis weekend coming up, and I know that our listeners and more people, ever since that movie What the Bleep Do We Know, or more people are interested in quantum theories and the idea of the quantum field. So how does hypnosis relate to quantum theories?
That's a wonderful question. We teach a lot of different quantum theories, not as much at our weekend trainings. Obviously, mm-hmm. there's just not a lot of time.
Right.
It takes a good amount of time to go through the quantum theories in a way so that it's simplistic, like What the Bleep did.
Yes.
What the Bleep, I've read a ton of quantum physics books. Some of them I put down halfway through.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've done that. Some of them I read all the way through. Some of them I just sat there and went, what are they saying here?
Yeah, yeah.
What the Bleep simplified it. It organized it in a way that made it so easy to understand and move through the entire movie. If you haven't seen the movie, you have to go out there and see it. It's a wonderful movie.
Yeah.
What hypnosis, timeline therapy, NLP, what we do is we say, now, the theories in quantum physics back up what we have been saying for years.
Right.
In fact, to go a little bit esoteric here, I know we're talking about hypnosis, the ancient people on the planet had teachings that talked about things like perception is projection,
mm-hmm.
that you look outside yourself and all you can see is what's going on inside,
mm-hmm.
that you are thinking, your thoughts, and everything is interconnected, that how you feel will then determine how you view the planet around you. They had these basic ideas, and for a while we moved away from that. We moved away from that understanding of we're interconnected with everything, we're connected with every other individual, and that there are basic laws in the universe.
Right.
And we've come back to that. We've come full circle, and how we have come back to those teachings is through quantum physics.
Yes.
And anyone I've talked to that has gotten really into quantum physics, some of the major authors, they all say, this is like the new spirituality. This is talking about ancient things that have been discussed. The major writers will point that out in their books. This is not a new concept. We've just proven it scientifically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, hypnosis, the reason why we teach the hypnosis training is because quantum physics explains what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Hypnosis teaches you how to then use that understanding to create change in your life.
Mm.
It's kind of like what you asked me at the beginning of the program. There are people that get the knowledge and just have the knowledge,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they don't do anything with it. The hypnosis, the NLP, the timeline therapy, That teaches you to do something with this knowledge.
Now, you know, speaking of timeline therapy, I meant to do this at the commercial break, at the end of the commercial break, and I didn't. But speaking of timeline therapy, and I want to continue with this, but you're giving away timeline therapy CDs to every caller that calls your office this morning, and I want to remind people that they're continuing to give them away right through till 11 o'clock today, or whatever time it is in your time zone, because we have internet listeners.
Yes.
Call 1-800-800-6463. That's 800-800-6463. And if you're driving, it's just 800-800-MIND, M-I-N-D. And just call the office, let them know that you're listening and you want a timeline therapy CD, and they'll give you one gladly. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, yes.
So when we're talking about hypnosis, so what we're saying is that we're able to apply with hypnosis the theories that quantum physics presents.
Yes.
And from that perspective, does that enable us or empower us, rather, to go into the observer mode that it takes for quantum theories to work?
Yes. Absolutely. At the beginning of the hypnosis weekend, one of the first things we say is there's a theory called cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
And the cause and effect says that anything that's occurring in your life
mm-hmm.
is the result of something that you created earlier on. And,
right.
And so we don't get caught up in this idea of fault or blame. It's not about fault or blame.
Mm-hmm.
It's the idea that we are the sum total. Who we are right now
mm-hmm.
is the sum total of all decisions that we've made in the past and what we're thinking about doing in the future. That's who we are right now.
Okay.
Quantum physics says you can only experience the now, and some quantum physicists go as far to say that the past and the future don't exist. They're just concepts
right.
in your mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That goes along with what hypnosis has been saying all along, that memories from the past are not real. They're just your perception of what occurred.
Yeah.
And there's a great example of that. I have a brother, and one day I'm sitting down with him, and I say, remember that time we went on vacation, and we went to Florida to visit our grandparents, and we went to Disney World? God, it was so much fun, and I'm reliving this, and it was such a wonderful time for me. I get done, I look at him, and he goes, what are you talking about? That vacation was a vacation from hell. I hated every moment of it. I couldn't stand it. This and that, complaining about. And I'm sitting there going, boy, was he on the same trip with me?
Yeah.
Now, we have two totally different memories about what occurred.
Isn't that amazing?
Neither one of them are factual. They're just our perception of what occurred.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you think that things in your life in the past went bad, that affects you right now in the moment.
Yeah. You know, and a small example of that, because it made me think about something that when I was having a conversation with somebody about having the perception, it's all in your perception. You could look at a brown chair. You and I could be in the same room, see a brown chair, just a normal brown chair sitting in the center of the room, and my vision of what that brown chair looks like right now, just in the conversation, could be completely different from what you see.
Yes.
And therefore, when someone says, what was in the room? What was this brown chair? It was, or I would say, what was this brown wooden chair is what I saw. You may say, well, I saw a brown chair. Well, it was brown, but it was a big, fluffy chair.
Yeah, exactly.
And so right away, we are going to have two different experiences. So from that perspective, then, how do we come to an agreement that it was a brown chair? Am I making sense here?
No, you are. You're making perfect sense.
I almost got lost in myself for a second on that one.
Well, see, quantum physics explains that. And that's why I love quantum physics, because if someone says, how does this occur? You can totally explain it from a quantum physics perspective, and scientifically it backs up everything.
So
that's why quantum physics is so fantastic.
It is. Now,
what I say is, now that we have this understanding, how are we going to improve our life?
Right.
So my question isn't, can Cameron and I agree about that brown chair? Is this brown chair a problem?
Right.
And if in your universe the brown chair is just fine, it's wonderful, it's fantastic, but in my perception, that brown chair is a problem. That's my perception of it.
Right.
Hypnosis, timeline therapy, and NLP teaches you how to deal with that, how to change your perspective.
Okay, so let's use that brown chair as an example. I don't have a problem with that brown chair, and maybe you do. So how are you going to use hypnosis, timeline therapy, and NLP to make it a solution rather than a problem?
Well, if it's a negative emotion, I would draw on the concepts or ideas of timeline therapy, and I would release the negative emotions by doing timeline therapy. If it's a habit, like let's say that brown chair is that cigarette, and you want to put that cigarette down, you want to stop smoking. or let's say it's weight loss. I mean, that's something that I had to deal with personally, was losing weight. I used to weigh 60 pounds more than I do now.
Wow.
So I did a lot of hypnosis, getting in touch with my unconscious mind, getting in touch with the resources that I have,
mm-hmm.
so that my perception, let's say that brown chair is food. Oh, my God, I used to love food.
Yeah.
I used to love oatmeal cookies. Couldn't stop eating them. And so I used the ideas of hypnosis in order to go into the unconscious and change how I view those things like food, like my body, like myself. And so understanding that and being able to go in there, then that changes your perception about it.
So where are you going to go in hypnosis to change your perspective about food or the brown chair or the cigarettes or the weight loss?
Well, hypnosis is really about getting someone in touch with what is going on already at the unconscious level. And one of a very simplistic example is, and I'll ask Cameron or Lucia, either of you can answer this. Have you ever been doing something in the past as a habit, and now that habit no longer exists?
Mm.
On your own, without doing any hypnosis? Have either of you had an experience of a habit stopping?
You know,
or a negative emotion disappearing?
Yeah, Lucia's just answering the phone right now, but yeah, I've had an experience of just stopping something. It was like I said about earlier about the whole dynamic of when I was trying to communicate with Lucia, you know?
Right,
it was
right.
Just stopping for a second, tapping into whatever that was, whatever my expectations were, because I almost had expectations of hearing her or, you know, doing that. So for me to release that, I just had to, what did I do? I went back into my attachment to it.
Okay.
And I didn't. And what for me, Matt, it was about attachments. And so I had to detach myself from it and not care whether I got it right or not.
Right. Okay. So we've all had experiences, and a really a good one is we've all had an experience in the past where we were angry about something, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden we're no longer angry about it.
Right.
Nothing like timeline therapy, hypnosis, NLP, there was nothing there to change that. Just all of a sudden you resolved it on your own.
Right.
The resolution of that change that occurred at the unconscious level.
Right.
So then what we say is that at the unconscious level, you already have the tools and you already have the ability to make that change. Hypnosis teaches you how to basically go into a nice, simple, easy trance, mm-hmm. get in touch with those resources, activate them, and then create what it is that you want, whether that is breaking an old habit so you can create a new one, whether that's letting go of a negative emotion
right.
so you can have a positive one.
Right, right.
That's what's so magical about NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnosis, is it teaches you to get in touch with your own empowerment. It teaches you how to get in touch with what is already there at the unconscious.
You know, it just occurred to me, we've been talking about, we mentioned the words NLP.
Yes.
We need to expand on that for people that might not know what NLP is. It's neuro-linguistic programming.
It is a series of techniques that were developed in the 70s. By people by the name of Richard Bandler and John Grinder. I had the fortune at a very early age to study with Richard Bandler,
mm-hmm.
And become a master practitioner by Richard Bandler and Wyatt Woodsmall, actually, some
right.
of the early players in NLP. As also growing up with my father, who was the second person made a master trainer by Richard Bandler in NLP,
mm-hmm.
at James.
Mm-hmm.
NLP basically... What Richard Bandler and John Grinder did was they looked out and they found people like Virginia Satir, like Milton Erickson, who were doing interventions with people, who were doing therapeutic interventions and getting results.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They went in, discovered what it was that was getting the results, and then turned that into a process that you could teach to others.
Mm-hmm.
So... NLP is basically taking something that someone does and turning it into a process so that other people can do it.
And again, you know, I like to emphasize this because I love the idea of this. NLP is taking it right into quantum theories again.
Yes, it is, and we absolutely teach quantum theories in our NLP trainings. So, I think that they go hand in hand, and it is a must teach.
You know, so all the attention that quantum physics has been getting in the past year or so, really has been part of the whole personal growth development field since the consciously, I think since the 70s, since NLP was discovered. NLP, I think, was one of the first ideas. There are other modalities out there, of course, that people were using, but something that got more attention than other modalities.
NLP definitely got a lot of attention. It also sparked off one of the biggest movements, motivational speaking. I mean, Tony Robbins, his original trainings were in NLP. In the 80s, my first experience of neuro-linguistic programming was with Tony Robbins. At the time, he was teaching neuro-linguistic programming. So he went more mainstream, where we stuck more to the traditional neuro-linguistic programming. He went more into the motivational aspect. Absolutely, though. I mean, NLP has sparked a lot of major shifts in thinking for a lot of people, and it's been very beneficial and helpful. And what I think is so fortunate about it is it's available to the general public. It's available to anyone. It's not limited to licensed practitioners. We have medical doctors that come to our training on a regular basis. We have nurses, psychiatrists, psychologists, and then just people who are out there doing whatever it is that they're doing. Talk show hosts. You talked about garbage men earlier. I mean, anyone can come take this training, and it will assist them in improving their own life and empowering them. Empowering them, I think, is the most important thing.
Okay, so on the training, for instance, the training this weekend that you're doing, the hypnosis weekend training you're doing this weekend, February 11th through the 13th.
Yes, and it starts Friday night. February 11th, that means Friday night. So if you're working, you don't have to take any time off.
If you want to learn, by the way, if you want to learn more about the training itself, you can always call 1-800-800-6463. That's 800-800-MIND or 6463, and talk to NLP.com. That's who is going to be answering the phone, Advanced Neurodynamics.
We have two websites that are really easy to remember, NLP.com and Hypnosis.com.
And Hypnosis.com. And by the way, when you phone that phone number, 1-800-800-6463, for every person that calls that number between now and the end of our program today, you will receive a Timeline Therapy CD. And I love Timeline Therapy. I think it's amazing.
The CD is an introduction to Timeline Therapy, and it assists you in your goal setting. So for any of you out there that are wanting to set a goal, this CD was originally created for our sales staff in the office to help them bring in the resources for them to achieve their goals.
Which is just awesome. So having said that, now the hypnosis weekend, what can people sort of expect out of hypnosis? Let's say somebody takes the weekend, what are they going to do with it? What can they do with it?
Well, what they do with it is up to them.
Okay.
I can't guarantee that anyone's going to do anything at any time. All I can guarantee is that we're going to, it's like that old saying, right? You can lead a horse to water.
Yeah. Can't make him drink it.
No. So what we're doing in the weekend, I got to tell you, we only have 2.5 days. It's Saturday, Sunday. I think it runs from 9 to 6.
Yeah.
So if you contact the office, they'll correct you. They'll correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure Saturday and Sunday is 9 to 6, and Friday night is 6:30 to 9.
Right.
That's only a limited amount of time to go over this.
Yeah.
So it's really an overview. I mean, Cameron, the amount of guests you've had on, you know, in that amount of time, we can only touch the surface.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
It begins to lay the foundation for you becoming empowered, for you getting in touch with that. In the weekend, we do talk about other things that you can do, other trainings you can take, other resources that are available.
Are they going to be able to walk away, Matt? What's important here is that, this is important to our listeners. Are they going to gain something that they can utilize in their own life, even if they never call you again?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
That is our goal. That is our mission as a company, which is to provide unlimited resources for people to empower themselves. Mm-hmm. And whether it's a one-day training, a three-day training, a 16-day training, we always make sure the individuals walk away with skills.
Yeah.
And in this weekend that's coming up, we're going to teach people how to put someone else into trance, put themselves into trance, how to deal with two really simple things, which is stop smoking and weight loss, how to get people in touch with the resources to begin to make changes in those areas.
Right.
And people walk away from this with doing... I've had emails, like you said, you get those emails from people that say, I was so empowered by the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people that email me and say, I haven't done anything, but I stopped smoking. That's made a difference in my life.
And that's huge.
Yep.
That's
and I've had people leave the training and say it sparked an entire idea of them shifting their thinking about approaching their own personal life. I've had people make career changes based on this weekend. So any one of those things can occur. It's not geared for you to become something.
Right.
It's up to you what you do with it, and you will absolutely walk away with the knowledge, at the minimum, that you are empowered to make that change in yourself.
Right. Now, we're going to be taking a commercial break in about 30 seconds, Matt. So what I want to do is I want to give out some information again. NLP.com, that's www.nlp.com. Or you can also visit the website, www.hypnosis.com. We are going to take a commercial break. For every caller that calls into the 800 number, 1-800-800-6463, you'll receive a Timeline Therapy CD. Also, we are giving away one more admission for this weekend. If you would like to take this weekend a workshop with Matt James and NLP and hypnosis.com, you can take it and give us a call right now. The third caller through to our phone number here at the studio, 425-649-1112. The third caller through, you'll receive an admission to the event this weekend, February 11th, 12th, and 13th, with NLP.com. We're going to take a commercial break. Remember, every caller that calls through, 800-800-6463, they'll just send you a CD anyways. Timeline Therapy CD. We'll be right back with Matt James.
Got friends in pockets. Got battle. I am gonna use it. Intention.
Magical Blend magazine is your home for spirituality, metaphysics, and more. Since 1980, Magical Blend magazine has tracked the changes in society while holding to a vision that the future is where the humanity's brightest dream resides. We cannot achieve this dream alone, but together we can co-create the best possible reality. Find your copy of Magical Blend magazine at a newsstand near you or visit www.magicalblend.com. That's magicalblend.com. Join us February 11th and 12th for a fascinating opportunity to work with one of the country's top psychic mediums, John Holland, where you will learn to awaken your psychic strengths. This is an intensive weekend workshop to develop your intuitive skills. John will teach you how being a psychic works, understanding auras and chakras, and how to put the psychic to work. For more information on this weekend workshop, call 206-365-0400 or visit www.discoveru.org. That's discover the letter U.org.
Hi, I'm Robin Grinnell, owner of Canine Behavior Center. If you wish to enhance your relationship with your dog, we at Canine Behavior Center are here to help. We will teach you how to train and communicate with your faithful friend in order to have a loving and harmonious relationship. Canine Behavior Center offers classes in 8 locations around the Puget Sound area. We also do private training and behavior modification in your home. For more information on how we can assist you and your dog, please call 1-888-226-4638. That's 888-226-4638 or visit us at www.caninebcenter.com. That's caninebcenter.com. Sit, Katie, stay. Good girl.
For a no-holds-barred intuitive reading, you'll want to call Cameron Steele. Cameron is an intuitive visionary that has been on his spiritual path for over 3 decades. Since he was a young child, Cameron has been able to see energy and auras around all life forms. He sees his gift as a way to help others explore and navigate the hurdles that life can present. To book your private reading with Cameron, call 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112 or visit intuitivevisions.com. That's intuitivevisions.com.
Earn your
certificate in clinical hypnotherapy in a three-day accelerated workshop February 11th, 12th, and 13th in Seattle. You will learn the latest techniques in hypnosis and hypnotherapy to stimulate desired changes in motivational behavior and much more. For more information and to enroll, call American Pacific University at 1-800-634-9766. That's 1-800-634-9766 now. Or visit our website at www.ampac.edu. That's www.ampac.edu.
If you're looking for that perfect medium to promote your company, Contact Talk Radio is your marketing solution. Contact Talk Radio connects your services with the public, giving a voice to holistic living. Your success is our success. Through your joint venture with Contact Talk Radio, you are assisting our world community to grow and inspire new possibilities for a conscious and aware society. When you join Contact Talk Radio, you are connecting to those who would benefit most from your services. To find out about customized packages and what Contact Talk Radio can do for you, call 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112. Join the CTR family and watch your business grow.
Welcome back to Contact Talk Radio, everybody. We are having just a fun time here with Matt James, who, of course, if you've not heard of Matt James before, he is the president of American Pacific University, the Advanced Neurodynamics and the American Institute of Hypnotherapy. Dr. James is committed to, of course, lifelong learning, as was reflected in this conversation with him today. He has an undergraduate degree in Criminal Justice Administration, Business Management, Master's in Organizational Management from the University of Phoenix. He's a doctorate degree in clinical hypnotherapy and the American Institute of Hypnotherapy. He is also currently working on his PhD in health psychology. And we've been talking about the theories of hypnosis because there is a weekend coming up. You've got a hypnosis training weekend coming up February 11th, 12th, and 13th in the Seattle area. I do want to touch on this. You're giving away a timeline therapy CD for everybody that calls into your office today at 1-800-800-6463. Every person that calls between now and 11 o'clock, I guess it's 11 o'clock, unless you're giving them away all day, I don't know. But 11 o'clock, the end of our show, 1-800-800-6463, you'll receive a timeline therapy. Congratulations to our two winners for
tickets. Congratulations to Kathy and Amy. They were the two winners for the one free admission ticket to the hypnosis certification this weekend.
That's fabulous.
Awesome. Kathy, Amy, if you're listening, have a wonderful time.
Yeah, it's
sure you'll love it.
It's going to be a great, great weekend, and that's the thing. Taking a step forward and using the opportunity, we do these giveaways sometimes, and Matt, a lot of times people they get them and they go, great, I'm going to use this. This is a great way to really empower yourself, sometimes people can't afford it, and you've got to, this is the dilemma I find sometimes. People who can't afford these weekend workshops that go for free. This is an opportunity to get out of that lack consciousness.
Absolutely.
Whatever you're working on, a lack consciousness, if you're one of these people that says a statement like, I never have any money, well, continue saying that, honey, because you're going to continue not having any money.
You're going to continue to create that in your universe. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what makes NLP, hypnosis, timeline therapy so wonderful, is it teaches you how to shift those type of behaviors.
Yeah, it's very, very important to work.
Yep.
And if you want to succeed in your life, if you want to succeed, and from that perspective, when I say that, if you want to succeed, is nobody is saying you're not a success now. But if you see yourself as unsuccessful, then take the opportunity to see yourself as successful.
I believe that everyone is perfect the way they are,
yeah.
And there's always room for improvement.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So 1-800-800-6463. Now, we've got a lot of listeners. We were talking during the commercial break that we've got listeners in Australia, England, Norway, and I know this because we're getting members signing up to our archives from these other countries.
I think that's fantastic,
and
by
now,
the way.
Australia, well, it's just amazing to me. It's very humbling, Matt. I tell you, it's humbling that it's just humbling. I got an email from somebody from Australia yesterday. actually, who listens to the shows in the archives, and it was very humbling to hear her say how much she loves the shows. But I just wanted to briefly mention, Tad James, your father, spends a lot of time in Australia.
He does.
So
he actually married a lady that's from Australia. We have an office down there called Advanced Neurodynamics. And if you go to the website, there's a link to our Australian schedule. So we have an office down there and have been running NLP trainings for well over a decade. We absolutely love Australia. It's a wonderful country, and I wish I could get there a little bit more because my dad loves it so much, and, you know, he's in charge.
Right.
He gets to go down there.
He's in charge.
I don't know.
Hey, Dad, I want to go to Australia.
When do I get to go to Australia?
Not today, son. Not today.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, there you go.
Better for you.
Well, what are you creating, Matt?
What are you creating
there?
Thank you for turning that around on me. I appreciate it.
I had to call you on that one. No offense.
No, none taken. And you know what? That's why I do what I do.
Yeah.
Because students will call you on things, and when they do, I have to live what I teach.
Yeah. Yeah.
I absolutely believe that. In order for me to get up on stage, I have to live. If I'm going to say it to other people, I'm going to do that to myself.
Yeah, and that's what's important. I mean, it's one thing, you know, there are a lot of, there are charlatans out there from time to time. You come across them that don't walk their talk and are, you know, not embracing their life of who they are. And there's some that appear that they are not, but they really are. They just don't know how to show it. So, yeah, you know, discernment is also a key. You know, I think that's part of being empowered, especially when you're looking into these esoteric ways of doing things. And not that hypnosis is esoteric, but you've got to use discernment, and you got to feel what works for you.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. You have to find what works for you, and you know, I'll admit that not everyone's going to love hypnosis.
Yeah.
They may go to the hypnosis weekend and say, "Boy, the talk about NLP and touching that's what calls me."
Yeah.
There are people that go, "I want nothing to do with NLP. They just want to do hypnosis."
Yeah.
That can happen. You have to find out what calls to you and what empowers you.
Yeah.
And pursue that.
I agree. Now, just on a side note, I want to ask you, what kind of support do you have after the fact?
Lifetime support.
Okay, so let's say somebody takes the weekend workshop and they say, "Well, you know, I've applied some of these things, it's just not working." Is there people that are going to be there to assist people? You know, maybe they never want to take another workshop from you, but they've taken one. Can they always get that kind of support?
Yes, we have people in the office that have been trained. We have Candace in our office. She's a trainer of neuro-linguistic programming. Helen's a master practitioner. We have people in the office that have taken the trainings, that have had the training.
Yeah.
I'm available by email. I know that my father answers email. Our other trainer, who's a wonderful trainer by the name of Todd Levinson, he is available by email, and we absolutely support our students.
Excellent.
I get questions all the time from past students. "Hey, I'm working with an individual on this type of problem. What suggestions do you have?"
Excellent. Excellent.
So we're absolutely there for anyone who's bought a product, who has taken a training to support you along your way, for whatever it is that you purchased or taken. So
well,
if someone takes the hypnotherapy weekend and they have a question in the future about stop smoking, about weight loss, about the marketing plan, we're there for you.
Right. And that's an important aspect because so many, and I've said this in previous shows, that, in fact, I said it in the hour previous to you coming on, Matt, that, you know, you can take a dozen workshops, but some of them won't work because they don't have the ongoing support that's needed. You know,
we have a lot of people in our office in Hawaii who are will be there to support the individuals.
Excellent. Well, that's good to know. Well, listen, Matt, I want to thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. And you're going to be on with us next month. And what's the topic we're going to discover next month?
Boy, I don't know. I was thinking we could go esoteric. I could talk about HUNA. At the end of next month, when I come on the show, we're going to have just completed our 9-day HUNA training in Kona.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, then
I'll be a little bit HUNA'd out. I'll be in a real spiritual mode.
Well, let's go spiritual next month then, shall we?
Okay.
All right,
that
sounds good.
We can spend the first break meditating together.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, thanks, Matt, for joining us today. We'll talk to you soon. You bet.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to give out your information again this weekend. February 11th to the 13th, Hypnosis Weekend Certification. Give them a call, 800-800-6463. That's 1-800-1-800-6463.